That's a coach's job. It's not my job. I have to show up every day and work harder. And we all do. You know, something's got to change where, you know, we got to get over this hump. And some way, somehow, got to make it work. Well, I mean, I didn't know that until you just said it. So, either way, no, the loss is, you know, the pain of losing yourself consumes you more than, no, it's, we could have done more and it was in our hands. So no, it, somebody else doing their job or not doing their job doesn't affect the way I feel. We had it for ourselves and we didn't do it.
Jared, we jumped in here late, I'm sorry. Just your thoughts on the last two games and the struggles of this team to end up 8-8.
Well, you know, it's, you know, like I said before, you got to let this, you really got to feel this one and do your best to never feel this way again. That's, you know, you got to let it, you got to know the feeling, you got to be able to make a change. You know, this type of feeling has got to drive you to make a change. And that's, I think it will resonate with everybody here.
What's it take to get over the hump? Any idea? You've been around this now for a couple of years to learn how to win and close things out and get back to Plessy. Any thoughts on what it's going to take for this team to change their mindset? Anything else?
I mean, so you have to be able to come back to work. You got to be able to. You got to put blinders on, and you got to make yourself better, some way, somehow, to make the team better. You know, you got to better yourself, you know, one day at a time. You know, you got to do something, some way, somehow, to get over the hump. And the only way to do it is to fight your way through it.